Helium balloons seem to defy gravity itself. On today's Moment of Science, we'll learn how they do it. Helium balloons fly because they're lighter than air. Because you walk through air so easily, it's natural to think of air as weighing nothing, but this is not the case. A cubic foot of air weighs almost a tenth of a pound. That's more than 10 pounds of air in the average walk-in closet. Although it weighs less than other fluids like water, air's weight has important effects. If the air in your room has weight, what keeps it from falling down into a thin layer along the floor? The answer is something called buoyant force. Visualize a clump of air in front of your face the size of a party balloon. That air weighs about as much as 20 pennies. Gravity is pulling down on this weight, making the air want to fall. The only reason it stays in place is because all the surrounding air is pushing up on it with an equal force. This is the buoyant force, and it's enough to counteract a tenth of a pound for every cubic foot of space. It's like a tug of war between evenly matched opponents. Gravity pulls down, and buoyant force pushes up with equal strength, so the air stays put. Helium, however, weighs much less than air. The surrounding air doesn't care what's in your balloon. It will always push up with a buoyant force equal to the weight of 20 pennies. The helium balloon weighs less than 20 pennies, though, so this throws off the balance in that tug of war between gravity and buoyant force. With a tug of gravity now less than the buoyant force, your balloon rises up, up, and away. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Ben Brabson in physics. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.